Right now, let's plant our flag in California. The voters out there actually did something right on Election Day. 9 out of 10 communities in the Golden State support it. That's right, supported measures to curb public employee pension claims. So for more, let's get Adrian Mora from the Reason Foundation. That's a pretty high number, and that sort of went under the radar. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's, I mean, in the way you stated it, 9 out of 10 makes it sound like a lot of communities did it. 10 communities in California had a ballot measure to either require employees to pay a reasonable share into their benefit package instead of requiring the taxpayers to pay the whole tab, and or to limit new employees to a much lower and more rational pension level instead of people being able to retire at, you know, over $100,000 a year for life at age 50. So that was on the ballot in 10 communities, and in 9 it passed. The only place it didn't pass was in the city of San Francisco.
But, Adrian, has anyone studied this further to see how these other 9 communities voted on other issues? I mean, did they vote for Boxer? Did they vote for Jerry Brown? Did they vote down Proposition 23?
Let's see. The majority of those communities actually followed the rest of the state on those issues. As far as I know, the only one that went the opposite direction and voted for Whitman and for repealing the greenhouse gas law was the city of Bakersfield, which is actually where near where I live.
So with this,
the only conservative county left in California.
So you would actually say then this was something of a big hit for the unions then?
Yeah, it was. It's been interesting as you look at the union's response to this. They're playing the card that they're being scapegoated, that somehow, you know, they're the loyal public servants, they've earned every penny that they get, and that feckless politicians who have been overspending are balancing the budgets on their backs and taking advantage of people's unhappiness with spending overall to target them unfairly, you know, ignoring the fact that you've got, in most of these cities, you've got a situation where, the amount they have to spend per year out of their budget just to pay into pension plans has gone up by tens of millions of dollars a year. I mean, it's the fastest growing part of the budget.
This is interesting because to a certain degree, this takes foresight. You know, people have to see there's a problem now, but it's going to get worse down the road. It seems like with the other issues, though, it's going to have to hit Californians directly, right in the forehead. In other words, you got to go to the gas station. It's going to cost $5 to, you know, a gallon. Unemployment's going to have to go from 12% to 15%. Nevertheless, that's exactly what looks like it's going to happen because of what happened on Tuesday.
You know, it's been interesting since Tuesday. The conversation in California has kind of revolved around what's the bottom? Because a lot of people thought we had hit bottom and that this election would be when people finally realized we'd hit bottom and things would change. And in the wake of the Tuesday vote, people are saying, oh my gosh, now I don't know how low far down the bottom is.
Adrian,
what's got to happen to wake people up?
I don't know if you remember those Far Side comics. They used to just be one panel.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite ones was, they had the caveman. You know, the old stick, the box. You have a box with a stick, you know, so you could catch the prey. Well, he was in the box, and a saber-toothed tiger was coming in, and he was ready to pull the stick. I mean, that's the Californians. They just pulled the stick on themselves.
Right.
Thanks a lot, man.
We trapped ourselves in here with ourselves.
Good luck. We'll definitely be following up on this
Thank
one.
You.
Thanks a lot.